Now, this is the last topic of this chapter, resource and development. The last topic of this chapter is soil erosion, degradation, and soil conservation. So, some important terms you have to know. First, I have to say soil degradation. Soil degradation means when the quality of the soil is declining because of unscientific usage of chemical fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, and the chemical portions that is directly thrown to the ground, and soil quality become very low. That is called soil degradation. Soil erosion means removal of top layer of the soil is called soil erosion. That means the denudation of the soil cover and the subsequent washing down is described as soil erosion. Here the denudation means breaking up rocks and soil portion is called denudation. You know, in India, I have already said soil erosion or degradation maximum found in laterite soil, arid or semi-arid soil. Even some of the coastal areas of India where soil erosion has been found. So that is why we have to know first what is soil erosion specifically. I already said the denudation of the soil cover and subsequent washing down is described as soil erosion. Basically, there are two causes of soil erosion exist in the world as well as in India. First reason is natural factors and second is human factors. You know, by using up natural factors means by or through running water agent like river, streams, by wind, by glacier movement, because of these situations or conditions or factors, soil erosion happened in our nature. Basically, there are different type of soil erosion exist in our nature as well as in India. First one is gully erosion or gullies. The running water cut through the clay soil and make deep channel is called as gullies. Again, I say the running water cuts through the clay soil and makes deep channel is called gullies. Second one is badland. The land become unfit for cultivation is known as badland. On the other hand, you can say the land combinations of rill, gullies and ravine is called badland. Now you have to know what is rill and what is ravine. Rill means after rainfall, the first pathway flow of water at the top of the soil horizon is formed or is called rill. It is look like old time there is a camera rill, you know. This is small patches of line of water that scratch the soil is called rills. When one or two rills are joined together is called gullies. And when two or more gullies joined together is called ravine. So this rill, gullies and ravine you can found in arid, semi-arid and laterite soil zone. And combination of this rill, gully and ravine is called badland topography. For an example, in Gujarat run of Kutch, western portion of Rajasthan, in West Bengal Purulia districts and Bankura districts, you can found this rill, gullies and ravine as well as badland topography. On the other hand, an important examples of ravine is the Chambal River basin. Next one is third, that is sheet erosion. Sometimes water flow as a result of sheet over large areas down a slope. That means after rainfall, when because of high steep slope, the huge runoff is there. And because of this water runoff, the top layer of the surface is eroded. It looks like sheet. That is called sheet erosion. In such case, the top soil is washed away. And this is termed as sheet erosion. The last one is wind erosion. You know, in desert areas, even after in Delhi, we know that is dust devil is occurred. Wind blows loose soil off float or sloping land known as wind erosion. That means by the factor of wind movement, when rocks or portion of landmass is moved from one place to another, is called wind erosion. Next, I have to say the human factor of soil erosion. You know, basically human factors is nowadays more crucial for soil erosion. There is lots of human effect or factor behind soil erosion. These are deforestation, overgrazing, construction activities, mining activities, defective method of farming such as slash and burn cultivation or shifting cultivation, etc. So first I have to discuss what is overgrazing. Overgrazing means too many animals ate all the grasses. And you know, if there is no grass, that means there is no holding capacity of water, including soil aggregations. That is why if there is no grasses, then soil particle cavity and their thickness is very low. That time soil erosion can happen very easily. Deforestation means cutting of tree, because you know tree roots can hold the soil particle. If there is no trees, that means soil erosion is very high. Next thing I have to explain that is soil exhaustions. You know, soil overused and can grow no more. That means, you know, because of human activity, that is construction activities in mountain region, that time we use mine blast to road constructions or to access a mineral exists in that particular region. Whenever mining blast is there, in a huge portion of land can be moved from upper portion to lower, and that terms as landslide. That is a term also is called the human effect of soil erosion. And then our last thing is basically shifting cultivation or faulty agricultural practice. You know, slash and burn agriculture means after cultivation, farmer burn that particular ground. And after burning up that land, that means the quality of the land is declining. That means land degradation is there. If land degradation is there, that means that particular land is high risk prone to soil erosion. That is why shifting cultivation is banned in various countries, including India also. So these are the human factor of soil erosion. Now I have to say the problem caused by soil erosions. There is lots of problems. First problem is loss of valuable topsoil. Second, worrying valuable topsoil. That means washed out of valuable topsoil or fertile soil. Third is damage to fields. Fourth, plant productivity decline. And fifth one is desertification. Desertification means due to rapid deforestations, there is dryness occurred in our society or environment. And because of that situations, there is no trees. That means there is less rainfall, and it create the enlargement in the areas of desert. That is called desertification. Simple language mein bolna chahunga, that is desertification means increase in the area of desert is called desertification. So these all problems occur due to soil erosion. Now the last thing under soil erosion, that is method of soil conservations. You know, this is high time to check soil erosion. That means this is the high time we have to conserve the soil. There is some method is there. By using these methods, we can easily check soil erosions. The first one is contour plowing. You know, plowing along the contour line can decline the flow of water to the downslope. What is that? You have to know the meaning of contour. Contour means an imaginary line that join the equal altitude. An imaginary line that join equal altitude. That is called contour. According to this contour line, if we plant different natural vegetations, then surface runoff can be easily checked. That is called contoured plowing. Second one is terrace farming. You know, terrace farming means step can be cut out on the slopes, making up terrace. You know, whenever you visit in the mountainous region, you can find that there is different tea gardens, and these tea gardens look like step. This step not only, but also this terrace farming method. By using this terrace farming method, we can check soil erosion in mountainous zones. That is called terrace farming. Third thing is strip cropping. Strip cropping is a modern method of agriculture. And basically, by using of this strip cropping method, large field can be divided into strips. Strip means a small patches of vertical or horizontal lines of series. Through lines of this series, when we put agricultural activity or a plant any natural vegetations, we can easily check soil erosion in downslope regions. This break up the force of the wind. So to check wind erosion, the method is strip cropping. And the last one is sheltered belt. You know, belt to use, same term is used in this portion, sheltered belt. To check soil erosions in the coastal areas, basically, we plant a series of belt of forest or trees along the coast to check soil erosion in coastal areas. That is called sheltered belt. On the other hand, you can say planting lines of trees to create shelter also works in a similar way. Row of such trees are called shelter belts. These shelter belts have contributed significantly to the stabilizations of sand dunes and in stabilizations in desert in western India and the coastal portions also. So these four important method of soil conservations are very crucial for making change in India to reduce soil erosion. So this is a chapter. So in this chapter, the last portion, you have to study properly soil, definition of soil, classification of soil, importance of soil, what is soil erosion, what is soil degradation, what are the main cause of soil erosion, and especially the conservation of soil. So kindly note down the all important points from this PDF inside your copy and study properly the chapter 1. So chapter 1 is completed. So study one day the whole chapter of this, and the next day I will give you the worksheet and homework regarding this chapter, and even also ask some questions on this chapter. Thank you.